A crater around the broken water main is just outside Nana's daycare. The business owner is Joanna McLean.
We had 3 to 4 feet in here of water. So what they're doing now, the city and the water department is coming in and cleaning out everything that was damaged and not resolvable that's in here. Like everything that the water touched, we can't save.
McLean's insurance company says it won't cover flood damage, so she's going ahead with repairs, not sure who will shoulder the costs. The city has a $500,000 cap by law on payouts for any damages. Across the street, Gurpal Singh says the cost of restoring his gas station alone could run to $80,000. Right now, the city is telling him to make repairs and then apply for reimbursement.
I don't have that much money to. If the city not give me up front or they not hire their own company to do the work, I cannot open that gas station.
A city spokesman said there aren't any figures yet for the total damage, but that private insurance companies should cover some of the repairs. A high enough total, and businesses may qualify for low-interest disaster assistance loans. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.